Well, thanks for everyone. Now I would like to introduce briefly our work we did recently. Actually, it's a small work. Here is my collaborator, also my supervisor of PhD, Professor Sun, and the first one is me. And also let me join. So what we start is a problem about the so-called absidal resonance. The so-called absidal resonance is a kind of configuration that the two planets, we study a planet system, multi-planet system, two planets with the both in eccentric orbits, and the Pomega is the longitude as pericenter, almost have the same change rate. So if a suitable configuration comes, so they will, their pericenter will be almost aligned or disaligned or anti-aligned. So we call this aligned configuration as aligned absidal resonance, and this one anti-aligned absidal resonance. So the question is, for the observed, I think right now we have three multi-planet systems. So at least six pairs are in absidal resonance. So especially for this system, H2-1261, it is believed that they are in the anti-aligned absidal resonance. So it's very interesting and surprising, because we know for the aligned absolute resonance, it, the configuration try to mean, avoid the close encounter. So we think they can be stable. But for this kind of configuration, they try to make a chance to make close encounter. So that's incredible how the system can be stable with very large eccentricity. For the 0.35, something like such large eccentricity. So what we can say is that is there any easy criterion for to judge the two planet system, two planets in absidal resonance, and the any relationship between the absidal resonance and the stability of the system? Because such kind of system we think could be unstable at least very long. So we want to do something on this problem. So what we did is,
are you planets in the solar system in
that cycle resonance? Yes. Yeah, both extra solar system.
No, I'm asking about in our solar system.
Yes. Poseidon, not in large planets. Yes.
You're in Jupiter,
slightly different.
No, but I mean,
you're in
Jupiter.
Yeah, almost. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. They're almost near the absolute resonance for the, yes. So what we did, we obtained some analytical criterion for the absolute resonance first, and then we applied to the system HD12661 and 47 Yuma system, and then we studied the stability of the orbits in absolute resonance for the, especially for this system. And finally, we extend to the absolute resonance to the nodal resonance case. First of all, for the criteria of for the absolute resonance, we first gave some annotation. We denote the host stars, the inner and out planets, three mass, and we only consider this three bodies problem right now. So the orbit elements we are planned in both orbits are in the plan, the same plan. So it's a planned three-body problem. And we derived according to the Laplace Lagrange secular perturbation theory. So we finally obtained the criterion for the absolute resonance. So these two criteria, note that Q equals to M1 over M2 and alpha equal to A1 over A2. So it can show that the criterion is very only depends on the ratio of semi major axis and the only ratio of the mass ratio, and of course the dead Pomega, the variance, there's a difference of the two longitude of the pericenter of the two planets. So these are the criteria for the occurrence of absolute resonance. An interesting thing is that if you note that when the denominator comes to zero, so you have a, for example, it's minus one, so this one is positive. So all the eccentricities are fulfilled by the criteria. That means if your the denominator is zero, so it's possible that all the orbits are in aberration, in resonance. So similar case happened for the second criterion. So according to this criterion, we draw the pictures on the draw the extensions on the initial parameter space. So this is the data omega and the eccentricity of the second planets. So it depends on the eccentricity of the first planets. So for example, if equal to 0.35, then the plot is here. So this region up there is the elaboration region, and down this curve is the also the elaboration region. So this region called the anti-aligned absolute resonance. This as upper region is aligned resonance. So for the observed eccentricity, the first one, so the you can see that the elaboration region is really very large.
It's interesting, this system almost has to
no phase space to
separation.
Yes, because the configuration, yes, it's very special. It's even for large eccentricity. So let's go on. Yeah. So of course, if we get obtain the criteria, analytical criteria, it's easy to derive the error. So the elaboration to the non-elaboration one. So it's easier to get the error ratio, so which we can just get that. So this is the variation at the error ratio to according to the alpha as A1 equal to A1, A2. So it's interesting to note that at the point, right now the configuration of the HD system is here. So it's a larger area of elaboration. So it's interesting to note that here when you alpha equal to this one, half of the region occupied by the up elaboration and another half is occupied by the down elaboration. So in fact, finally the elaboration region is equal to one. The whole region is fulfilled by the elaboration region. So, and this is a critical case when the whole region is occupied by the elaboration region. So only this two separate checks are non-elaboration one. So it's a special case. Next, to see the stability of the orbits in absolute resonance, we integrated the orbit in a general three-body problem. As we know that the criteria are derived only according to secular perturbation system. So it's not as general three-body. So we compare it with the three general three-body problem. So we define an index to show that if zero is anti-aligned and one is aligned the anti-aligned elaboration, and this 0.5 is circularization. So the region shows these two curves are the prediction given by the criteria, linear criteria, and this by integration. So because the eccentricity of E1, the planet 1, is very large, so the coincidence is not very good. But if E1 is very small, the prediction will be better, much better. But at least in the boundary, is no more good. Of course, also in the large eccentricity region, the discrepancy is very obvious. So. And we also calculated the the Lyapunov exponents to show the stability of the systems and for the whether the in elaboration region or not. So it shows that this is a region prediction predicted by the linear theory, the criterion, and this region has an anti-aligned elaboration, aligned elaboration. So it's interesting to know that our the HD 1261 system is here. Here is a region, I mean that here, this green color is stable, relatively stable, and this one unstable. So right now, this system is in the boundary of between stable and unstable regions. So it's interesting, and it's still we have observed it because it has a large eccentricity, and it's also in anti-aligned resonance. So first, next we apply some assumed torque to M2, so let it migrate under some disk tide. So to show that whether the disk tide under the disk tide, the original points in the absolute region can move out or just move inside from to the absolute resonance. So we whether they can remain under the migration. So the evolution time span is 50,000 years. So this is the result. So the evolution is minus 5,000. So maybe so it's trapped back. Means that most of the studied orbits are already in absolute resonance, and before they are trapped. Before they are migrated under the disk tide. So this is the main result. Also, we apply to the other apply the criterion to the other planet systems, and show the six pairs are in absolute resonance. But the things are different for the six pairs. For those one, they have the right configuration, so that they are really in the absolute resonance predicted by the linear secret system. But for this system, according to our criterion, they could not be in absolute resonance. But why they are still in the absolute resonance? Because they are in mean motion resonance. So in this three cases, they are both in mean motion resonance and absolute resonance. So finally, the conclusions. First, we obtained a maybe effective criterion, and the absolute resonance with what stabilized the orbits. We can see that. And when the planets in large eccentricity orbits aligned in absolute resonance have larger stable region rather than the anti-aligned ones. So this work is already published. And we also extended this note. This criterion to the nodal resonance case is the derivation of the formula is means it's very similar. So it is also present in the last year's meeting. Finally, let me introduce our group on dynamic and astronomy in Nanjing University. We have three professors and three young doctors here, and it's me right now. So. We're working on the, some planet systems, solar system, and also on the Kuiper Belt object. So welcome to everyone to visit there. And thank you. Thank you.
Besides this torque, there's also the possibility that the past evolution has been affected. Mm-hmm. By the sweeping secular resonance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And because the disk potential has changed.
Mm-hmm.
So right, maybe yes. That it would rule out some of the orbits because it becomes unstable.
Yes, it's possible. But we haven't take consideration all kinds of this effect. Not we have not considered yet. So.
Any questions?
So is it in your reply for the Yamanot time? It seems like they were very short.
What?
Lyapunov.
Yes, it's million years about million years on the order of million years. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's very short.
Million or billion?
Million.
Million.
Because it's, they are in the large eccentricity region. The observed HT 1261 is they have both the planets have a large, very large eccentricity.
Oh.
Oh, that's a case where the observational uncertainty is allowed significantly more stable orbits as well.
Yeah, you should be bothered. Yeah, time for our solar system. That's right. There's some correlations.
There is a correlation. It's
roughly
the length of time Q. Then you
reject this. Yeah. You're rejected. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Uber.